Well, I guess I gotta say the fact that I come back in a what's it?
A Tesla.
A Tesla. it's a different image.
And he joins me right now on the show to talk Expedition Back to the Future. It launches March 15th on Discovery Plus. He is the man himself. He is the legendary Mr. Christopher Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Great introduction.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you about this incredible series, something about Back to the Future. There's always something every single year that us Back to the Future fans can look forward to. And let's talk about Expedition Back to the Future. I got to see the first episode last night, and it is so enjoyable to see your journey along with Josh. Well, you refer to him as several different names, but along with Josh in this search for the time machine. Tell us about this and what the experience was like getting to shoot this, you know, 35, 36 years after Back to the Future.
Yeah, well, working with Josh was fabulous. We had a good chemistry, and he's really good. You know, he's very personable and great sense of humor, personality, and we just seemed to hit it off pretty well, you know. So I was delighted working with him. I made it a real adventure.
Yeah, and
I felt that that's kind of the core, whatever the story is about. You know, the guy, me, and the, you know, whatever, we have to get along good to make it work. So I was concerned about that. And so I'm delighted.
Yeah, watching it was so much fun. You're right. There is a lot of adventure to it. Even in the previews of it, I saw that you made pilgrimage down to my hometown of Houston, Texas, to visit the DeLorean headquarters, which is just a place I've been privileged to be able to that I've been able to go and visit myself. Tell me about what that experience was like to see that incredible DeLorean factory, and that this movie, Back to the Future, has sustained this company now for almost four decades. How incredible was that?
It's amazing. And the fact that the warehouses, I understand that he built for the purpose of storing all the material effects of, you know, all the parts to produce or make a DeLorean are preserved there in Houston. And that, you know, and he's, I believe, just waiting for the opportunity to kind of build, make DeLoreans with all those parts.
It's incredible. When I got the tour there, there were boxes from West Germany, boxes of parts from West Germany. How, you know, it just tells you the history of the DeLorean Motor Company is incredible. And who would have thought that a film would really fuel this automobile industry, right? I mean, it's fueled DeLorean for, like I said, almost four decades. I'm sure you never imagined that.
It's exactly the right choice at the right time. I mean, it just breathes future. It's futuristic. It's odd with the wing doors and all that. It's sleek and it's metallic. It just had all the ingredients. It was just the perfect choice.
You know, the thing about Back to the Future, there's always new and interesting facts and information that are always coming out about the franchise. Without giving anything away for the upcoming Expedition Back to the Future on Discovery Plus, March the 15th, without giving anything away, is there anything that you learned or you saw during filming of Expedition that you were just blown away by or surprised by?
Well, I guess I gotta say, the fact that I come back in a what's it?
A Tesla.
A Tesla. it's a different image, totally. But it's kind of fun, you know. docs fool around with other possibilities. So he, Doc, decided to,
make it a Tesla. It's kind of really the next logical step, right? If you think about when I saw that last night, I was thinking about it. I was like, the natural progression would be from the DeLorean to today's times. It would be a Tesla, right? I mean, it just makes proper sense. Yeah. And who knows? Elon Musk might have already figured out time travel.
Yeah.
OK. you never know. I love these films since I first saw them when I was very young. And the Back to the Future franchise has had such a massive impact on the entire world. But being from Texas, like I said, I always had an affinity. I think that's part of being a Texan is when you're born, you automatically love Westerns. So when Back to the Future 3 was a Western, I absolutely loved that. And for the longest time, it was my favorite of the three films. I ask you, did you enjoy working on Back to the Future 3 to be in that Western? Because I actually saw another movie you did, Going South, which was also a Western movie with Jack Nicholson and all that. Did you enjoy the Western motif? And which of the three is your personal favorite?
Well, that happens to be my personal favorite.
Look at that.
Right on a button. Yeah, I just, I grew up with the Western mystique in my head, and I went to a ranch for a summer in Wyoming, and did all this Western stuff. And so I have a feel kind of affinity with that. So I loved it. I loved the horseback riding. Doc has a romance. I mean, what else? There's some other factor in there, but it just was good.
Yeah, and to me, I love the second movie, but to me, the third one is most similar to the first one in the ways of you're stuck in the past, you don't have a clear way to get back to the future, and in the first movie, it's more Marty's journey, and this one, it was more of yours.
Right. Yeah. Life's fun.
we're speaking the same language, I see. But when you think about the films, this is all talking about Expedition Back to the Future. It launches March the 15th on Discovery Plus. When you think about the films, obviously, there's so many things that are touchstones of pop culture, whether it be the DeLorean, whether it be the hoverboard, the Nike Air Mags, things of this nature. Also, Great Scott. Heavy. These are things that have entered into the American lexicon that I'm sure will never leave. But you have a particular quote in the movie that I love more than anything else. And that is when you refer to when Doc Brown refers to a dance as a rhythmic ceremonial ritual, which I just thought is the most Doc Brown way to say there's a school dance this Saturday night. But yeah. Is there a particular line of dialogue that you got to deliver as Doc Brown that every time you see the film, you're like, oh, I loved when I said that line.
Yes. I mean, you can always tweak it one way or another, but roads where we're going, we don't need, et cetera.
That's still a good quote to live by, I'm sure. Speaking of that, you've, I'm sure, seen your fair share of Back to the Future merchandise over the years and great collectibles. Is there any item that you've gotten to see, over the last several years where you're like, wow, I can't believe that they were able to pull this off. This is such a cool piece of movie memorabilia.
Uh-huh. The only thing I've got in my house is a shirt.
So is that real? I saw that in the special without giving too much away, but the...
I bought it back. I finally had a use for it.
So that was real. That was your actual shirt. That's great. When we talk about the upcoming special, again, I saw the first episode. It is absolutely phenomenal. And you've gotten to reprise the role as Doc over the years many times, whether it's for a cameo in Once Upon a Time in the West or a special like this or even Doc Brown Saves the World in 2015. But for the fans, we obviously everyone always wanted to see a Back to the Future 4. We're very clear that that's not going to happen. But did you enjoy getting to reprise the character for what I feel are the spiritual sequels to the movie for Back to the Future, the ride, and the game? The game storyline was phenomenal with the Citizen Brown angle and all that nature. Did you enjoy getting to do that?
Yeah, well, I'm Doc Brown in a scene or two, I forget. And then I'm just me. You know, and it had me playing head games with myself to try to figure out, you know, which is which and what is, you know, so it made it interesting. I enjoyed it. I really did. And I enjoyed bringing Doc back, you know, the challenge of it and all that. But I'm not supposed to be a character. I'm just supposed to be me. And that's kind of interesting, you know, how far do I want to go or whatever. You know, it's a little self-conscious in a sense, but it worked, I feel. You know, I'm happy with, way happy with the way it came out, because I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean the angle that I guess Christopher Lloyd plays Christopher Lloyd in this expedition series is really fun, I'm sure, to be able to kind of show a different side maybe of your personality that maybe people don't get to see all the time.
Yeah, that still holds up.
I'm sure that it does. I think that you're probably one of the few people to hold this distinction of playing both a doctor and a professor in the same year of 1985, because of course Back to the Future came out in 1985. So did one of my other favorite movies, Clue the Movie, where you got to play Professor Plum. That movie as well has taken on kind of a whole life of its own and become a cult classic. Did you know when you were on that set that you had something there? Because a lot of times when you're working on something creatively, there's a feel to it. And that movie has a real feel to it. I just wonder if that was happening on set as you were creating that film.
I think so. I felt the cast was a phenomenal cast. I felt incredibly privileged to be among them. And our director, I can't, was not getting the name right off, but a British, English, he was great. He really was into it and made it happen. It had kind of a soft opening here, but I've been aware that over across the pond, they love it. You know, it's very popular and it keeps going on. You know, if I go to a Comic-Con, and I'm signing, there's so many people who select something from film.
From Clue, yeah. I mean, it was, you had this great run of characters that you got to play, whether it be Professor Plum, Fester Adams in the Adams Family, which was just great off-the-wall character, Doc Brown, and of course, in 1988, you got to play Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And that's my question for you. You know, who do you think would have been a bigger danger to society? Biff, 1985 Biff, the alternate Biff who owns the casino and the entire world, or Judge Doom? Who do you think was the more evil between the two?
That's an interesting question. but I feel Biff was a little more dangerous. Besides the fact that he was real. But I think Judge Doom, I don't think he had that kind of melanoma or whatever it is. He's not out to conquer the world. He's got his own little pocket where he handles things. But Biff is like, you know.
All the way, right? Biff all the way with the evil stuff. Again, the special is Expedition Back to the Future. It launches on March the 15th on Discovery Plus. And I got to say, as a fan, to be able to still see new Back to the Future content is always incredible. I read somewhere that a few years ago you mentioned if they were going to do another Back to the Future movie, you would like to have it do something with climate change. Was that accurate? Was that an idea that you were kicking around?
I'm afraid that... No.
No, that was not... See, I had always read that, and I was wondering what that was about.
I'm certainly not opposed to anything, you know, to take care of the climate situation, but I didn't come up on that one.
Okay, okay. Well, good. You've dispelled an internet rumor for us today, Mr. Lloyd. That's what we have to do. We have to clean up the internet. The internet can be a dirty place. We got to clean it up. Well, again, it's been a pleasure. They say that you're never supposed to meet your heroes or never talk to them or meet your idols. But I will say for myself personally, I have to give you credit while I have the opportunity to. You've been an incredible influence on my life and so many others. I've long said since I was a young man that Christopher Lloyd is my favorite actor of all time. And that statement still stands true. The energy and enthusiasm you bring to every project is felt by audience members the worldwide. And I just want to say, sir, it's an honor to speak with you and thank you for your incredible career and all the work and entertainment that you've given to us over the years.
I thank you.
All right, that is Christopher Lloyd. The special is Expedition Back to the Future. It launches on March the 15th on Discovery Plus, exclusively on Discovery Plus. So everybody go check that out this weekend. This is the great Christopher Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd, thank you so much. It has been an absolute honor.
Be well.